Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me a fascinating story from Canadian News. Now, it didn't happen in Canada, but he said, Steve, this might strike your fancy because it involves radio stations and music from the 80s. And those of you who've watched too many of my videos know that I have a penchant for music from the 1980s. But also, I worked in radio for a long time as a disc jockey. I played records. I spun the hits. Hits happen. But the microphones behind me are an homage. And, of course, the bumper stickers are a reminder of days in radio. But a radio station denied a caller a prize because he mispronounced a pop star's name. And when the pop star heard about it, he contacted the radio station and said, the guy said my name correct. What are you talking about? So the embarrassed radio station then had to give the guy the prize. Rob Pichetta and Shermaine Lee wrote the story for ctvnews.ca, which, of course, is news out of Canada. And it's kind of convoluted, but you have to remember there's a band called Spandau Ballet. And they had a couple big hits. And their lead singer was a guy named Tony Hadley. Now, I knew Spandau Ballet, of course. I didn't, off the top of my head, remember Tony Hadley's name. But he's involved in a bizarre controversy out of Singapore and a radio station contest. One of the songs they had was Gold. They also had a song called Lifeline, which I like better. The singer was relaxing at his home in Buckinghamshire, England, during the lockdown this week when he discovered he was the subject of a weeks-long controversy on the other side of the planet. The uproar centered on a national radio station's contest, which had asked listeners to identify 14 celebrities just by their voices. And this is a big contest, so they purposely tried to make it difficult. And you had to identify the name of the voice, not the band. So if there's a clip from a song by Spandau Ballet, you'd have to know Tony Hadley was the lead singer of Spandau Ballet. A guy named Muhammad Shalian called in to Gold 905 on April 21st, and he thought he identified all 14 of the voices. And the station said, nope, you didn't win. And they didn't say why. They just said, you did not win. And this is actually a common contest that radio stations would do back in the day. They often take song clips or clips of something, and there'd be like 10 of them. And they'd play them in a row and go, be the 10th caller. And you call and you go, identify them. And they'd go through and they give 10 answers, and you go, nope, you did not win. And they hang up. But they didn't tell you what you got wrong. So you couldn't learn by listening to other people unless that sparked a memory for you. And I can tell you that a radio station I know of in Flint would actually play 25 songs in a row and then ask you to identify title and artist of all 25 songs. And you knew they were going to play the contest because they would throw in some really, really bizarre song that had either an unknown artist or a very, very strange name. So if you heard Thunderclap Newman's Something in the Air, you'd realize, hey, they're about to play that game because they're betting that someone does not know the name of the song or that Thunderclap Newman is doing it. But here they were hoping that no one knew that Tony Hadley was the lead singer of Spandau Ballet. So when Shalian called in and gave his answers, they said, nope, you were wrong. A few weeks later, another caller called in and gave the exact same list of answers. And they said, congratulations, you win. And this is about $10,000 Singapore dollars or about $7,000 US. Now, people in Singapore were going, wait, we heard the other guy give the exact same list of answers and he lost, but this guy here won. So the radio station said, well, our decision remains final. And they didn't explain why. So Shalian tracked down Hadley himself. And so Hadley told CNN, at first I thought, is this a hoax? Is someone on a windup? And I believe a windup is a way, they say winding me up, it's kind of like pulling my leg, Americans would say. Hadley was talking about his reaction after he got a message from his manager saying a guy in Singapore needs you to confirm how you pronounce your last name because of a radio contest. He added, I looked into it and realized that this chap had, I thought, won fairly and squarely. I didn't understand what the problem was. I thought he certainly pronounced my name correctly. It's not the most difficult name to pronounce. Hadley. So Hadley filmed a video telling Shalian he deserved his winnings, which then forced an apology from the station, which awarded Shalian the prize in full and wrapped up a wonderfully unique episode. And of course, for those of you who don't understand this, the radio station loves all of this. because it cost them an extra $7,000 US, and they got some guy in Michigan making videos about it. Okay? They've got worldwide publicity for a radio station, Gold 905, which I'm guessing is 90.5 on the FM dial, or I don't know, maybe it has some other meaning, but the point is, there's a radio station in Singapore still playing games that we invented back in the 60s. The station was initially steadfast in her decision that Shalene had said Hadley with too strong of an inflection to earn the prize. Can you imagine? People on my videos comment section complain when I... Oh. The celebrity name drop game continued for more than 2 weeks after Shalene's entry, and everyone was under the assumption he'd gotten an answer wrong. And then when the other person called up with the exact same set of answers, somebody goes, well, what's the difference? And the radio station said, oh, well, he mispronounced Hadley. Hadley. One user on the radio station's website said, what happened? A very truly sad climax to a contest, which should have finished on a high note. He was robbed. The station came forward with an explanation. And this is the quote. The rules of the game require callers to pronounce a celebrity's name accurately. Mispronounced names therefore cannot be and were not regarded as correct entries. In the case of Shalene, he mispronounced Tony Hadley. We hope this clarifies! Exclamation mark. The station even posted an audio comparison on Facebook to clear up the confusion, playing Shalene's answer and that of the winner. But Shalene spent days lobbying them to change their decision, and he asked them to have some integrity. Of course, a lot of people who heard both said that he had won. I went online and could not find a link. There's too much noise out there if you run searches like this. I couldn't find it. But in an attempt to smooth over the controversy, the station said they were heartened by the passion and had privately offered him a goodwill gesture, but not a full prize. The station added later, although we had communicated to Mr. Shalene that our decision was final according to the rules of the contest, we are touched by his commitment and resourcefulness, including reaching out to Tony Hadley. It's easy to say in print, isn't it? The controversy didn't end there. When they offered me the consolation prize, I felt a bit insulted, Shalene told CNN. He felt he's entitled to the full prize. He knew this much was true, as Hadley would sing, and he finally decided to take his battle to the man who's got the power to know. Hadley told CNN he obviously felt pretty aggrieved, and rightly so. He's a very nice chap, and him and his wife are expecting a baby, number 4, any minute, added the singer, who spoke with Shalene shortly before the station awarded him the prize. That's pretty cool. He got to speak to the guy, too. I listened to his pronunciation of my name, and I thought, well, there's nothing wrong with that at all. With that, Shalene's persistence was finally rewarded. The radio station wrote, we have reached out to Mr. Shalene again to convey that we are deeply sorry. Since Tony Hadley has said that Mr. Shalene said his name correctly, who are we to disagree? The station said on Friday, the full prize of $10,000 cash and a shopping spree will also be awarded to Mr. Shalene. I'm just so happy, Shalene himself told CNN, the best news of my life. Shalene thanked those who supported him. For all we listeners know, I am the rightful winner. And a big thank you to Mr. Tony Hadley for the effort. And now the story's gone viral, as noted earlier. And nobody's more surprised than Hadley himself. I didn't know it was going to go global. I suppose everyone at these times is looking for a nice outcome. Now, I'm not like Ronald Reagan in every respect. But Ronald Reagan is famous for telling stories. And people would ask him where he got something. And say, I don't know, I heard this someplace, read this someplace. And I might get this wrong, and if I do, I apologize, but I'm pretty certain I've got this right. But there's a movie called Pelle the Conqueror. Pelle the Conqueror. I saw it a long, long time ago, and I hope this is the correct movie. But if I've got the movie wrong, don't chastise me too much. But if you do know the movie, put it below. If I'm correct, let me know. I've only seen the movie once in my life. It was subtitled. But Pelle the Conqueror. And in the movie, there's a little boy. His name is Rud. R-U-D. Rud. And Rud meets another little boy roughly his age. And they're talking. And one little boy says to the other little boy, what's your name? And the little boy goes, my name is Rud. And the guy, little boy goes, oh, cool. Rud's mother comes out and calls him and says, Rud, come home. And Rud stands up to go home. And the little boy goes, I thought you said your name was Rud. And the little boy goes, yeah, she says it wrong. So, this gets us back to something that I've talked about before. When you are pronouncing words, there is a dictionary definition, and I have a lot of fun with this, and I'll admit to you that there's so much gray area in this. It's literally just something that you just discuss for the sake of discussing it. And people say you pronounced that word wrong or you used that word wrong. If you think that wrong is a binary right, wrong, or, you know, on, off type thing, in language it's often not the case. Because there was a time when one word didn't mean something and somehow it achieved a meaning. How did it get that second meaning? People started misusing the word. At what point does it become a new meaning that's acceptable? That kind of thing. And there's a problem with people's names, their own names. And I've mentioned before that my last name is Lehto, which is a Finnish name. It's also a Finnish word. And in Finnish, it's pronounced Lehto. But I can't say it like that comfortably because I don't speak Finnish. And the way Americans speak, especially people like me, I talk too fast. And we hit the consonants much harder. And we don't spend as much time on the vowels. And so it never seems, feels, or sounds right to me to say it the correct way. I just say Lehto. And that's the American pronunciation of my last name. And I have had Finnish people say, Steve, you say your name wrong. And I would tell you to go see Rud's mother because she'd agree with you. But Rud wouldn't. So way off course there. But Tony Hadley is a cool guy and did some very cool music. And it looks like a happy story. Doug, thanks for sending it to me. Questions, comments, put them below. Guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Lehto's Law. You never really learn to swear until you learn to drive.